This is really an essential way to begin a meditation, is to take a few minutes to let yourself settle, get as comfortable as you could be. Begin by just making sure your back is straight, shoulders relaxed, chest open, belly relaxed as much as possible, hands resting in the lap or on the knees, whatever's comfortable. Letting your eyes close and allowing the muscles of the eyes to soften, relax. Just letting your visual awareness, if you like, come inward as though you were looking inside your own body. So relaxing the eyes. You might take a few full breaths as a way of relaxing, finding some more ease in being here. So a deep in-breath, taking the breath fully into the lungs, letting the body fill with the breath, and then releasing on the out-breath. Just a deep, full exhalation. Full deep in-breath, full deep out-breath. Perhaps consciously breathing out any tensions, any stresses from the day. Imagine you're just letting them go, breathing them out. Tension, stress, busyness. And as you breathe in, you might invite a quality of calm. And on the out-breath too, calm. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the mind. Just letting the awareness of the breath help you to settle, just to be here now. Letting go of thoughts of the future or things that happened earlier today. Just coming into this moment, this breath. See how it is to bring a smile or a half smile to your face. Just inviting the smile, moving the muscles of the face into that, the posture of a smile. And that can send a message to the nervous system that things are safe. We don't need to be kind of on the lookout, vigilant. We can relax. And it can be really helpful to come back to a smile, just remembering that we can smile, even if things are difficult or challenging, and perhaps particularly when they are, just to remember we can come back to the smile or the half smile. So cultivating a quality of calm and ease. You might just move your awareness down the body and consciously relax and allow to soften any area where there might be, where you might be holding or feeling tense. Just let the awareness, your awareness, come to that area, and breathing in a relaxed way, you might just invite a softening, relaxing. So letting the shoulders and the upper back relax. Letting the belly soften and be open. And from this place of relaxed openness, if you've been able to soften, relax a little bit, maybe a lot, just see if you can bring that receptive awareness to whatever is arising in your experience. So just cultivating an attitude of welcoming whatever arises in your experience. Welcoming the guests, allowing this moment to be just as it is, allowing everything to come and stay for a while and pass in its own time. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome. So can you meet whatever is, whatever is arising, with this attitude of welcoming, just letting it be, letting it come and go, without judgment or resistance or clinging. and you might find for yourself what is your home base, what most supports being here, being present, how best to focus, to counter the tendency of the mind to move off into thought. So many of us have common focuses. We may bring awareness to the breath and use that as our main focus or our main anchor. For some, it might be sounds around us, just opening to the changing flow of sound. For some, maybe bodily sensations, feeling of contact with the surface beneath you, or the tingling or pulsing in hands or the feet or the chest. Or it might be a more open awareness where you're not focused on a particular object, breath or body or sound, but just opening to whatever's arising moment to moment. So finding what most helps you to be here right now, and just letting your attention rest there, rest in an open, choiceless awareness, just aware of whatever is arising, or focusing more in a more particular way on the breath, or on sensations or sounds. Just finding what helps you to be here now. With as much ease as you can experience. might notice what your relationship is with thoughts. Do you find you're being caught up in them and swept away in daydreams or plans or memories? Just to notice if that's the case. See if you can wake up out of the dreams, out of the thoughts, the plans, and just come back again, just come back to the breath or the body, come back to the senses, to this moment. Or you might get pulled into a particular kind of thinking, planning, or anxious thoughts about things that are coming up or might happen. And just if you notice that, you might note planning, worrying. And again, just coming back, you might notice if there's any feelings in the body that are linked to the thoughts. Maybe it's tension or tightness in the chest or the belly. And just bring awareness to them and breathe into them. Just let them come and go. Or there might be some frustration, wanting to be more present but finding you're pulled into thoughts a lot. And if that's the case, just see if you can bring awareness to the frustration. How does that feel? And just let that come and go. See if you can cultivate an attitude of acceptance. If your attention moves into thought, just acceptance that that's what's happened, and then just a diligence, just a wise effort of coming back again. So you're not adding a second arrow or a third arrow to the arrow of moving off into thought. Just noticing that that's what's happened, and then choosing to come back. In this way, we train our minds. See if you can bring awareness to positive and wholesome qualities that when they're present. Quite often we're on the lookout for or at times caught up in more difficult states of mind and heart. You know, wanting things to be different or wanting something to stay, wanting a pleasant experience to continue, or experiencing restlessness or tiredness, some other difficult quality. And often we don't give sufficient attention to the wholesome states. Just how it is when there's a quality of peace in the mind, of equanimity, where we're not so much swept this way or that way, but there's a sense of ease and of balance. Maybe it has a more energetic quality to it, maybe more like joy, happiness. Just to notice when those states are present, to really allow ourselves the opportunity to experience them, to take in the good, as Rick Henson puts it. Take in the good, let ourselves feel it. How does that feel in the body? How does it feel in the mind? Can I let it expand, maybe from the torso into the limbs? Just allowing ourselves to really experience the positive and wholesome qualities of mind when they're present. It's a whole series of these qualities that the Buddha recommended, encouraged to be cultivated, and they're ones that we can pay attention to and develop in meditation. I just mentioned them right now. The first is mindfulness, this quality of just being aware of our experience as it is. What's arising in the body and the heart and the mind. And that with stable mindfulness, this tends to give rise to kind of quality of curiosity or interest. This is investigation. You know, not analyzing, but just bringing awareness to our experience and bringing an interest to it. And this quality of interest or investigation tends to enliven the heart and the mind and give rise to energy. So notice when there is energy, kind of interest in our experience, interest in the teachings. And that can develop and expand, and what can arise is a feeling or feelings of joy. A really expansive quality of engagement and of happiness, rapture. And we can cultivate these qualities. They can arise naturally, but we can also develop them, cultivate them, bring them into existence. And when the joy subsides somewhat, naturally arises as tranquility or calm, just a calm sense of ease in the body and the mind. And with calm, the mind becomes more focused and it helps develop concentration. It can be more one-pointed, more focused on what's arising in the body and heart and mind. And once the mind is focused and attentive, concentrated, then this tends to give rise to peace or equanimity, quality of ease, not being swept from one extreme to another, but open to whatever's arising moment to moment. So these are seven qualities, seven factors that the Buddha pointed to that we can develop in meditation that serve happiness and well-being, serve awakening. So mindfulness, investigation, energy, joy, tranquility, concentration, and equanimity, these seven qualities, or seven factors, of awakening. Just as the river inclines towards the ocean, so these seven qualities incline towards nirvana or towards liberation, the Buddha said.